Warning, this Mac is reaching dangerous audio level. Warning, prepare to evacuate.
Welcome to the SmackCast. I am Flip Satchel. It's Bedlam Week in Oklahoma, and Robert Wetzel of Cowboys Ride for Free joins me to release some OU hatred. Robert, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. Excited for Bedlam Week.
Give me five reasons why you hate Oklahoma.
Well, I could come up with a lot of reasons I hate Oklahoma. So I went to some of our followers and readers and put together a list of what seemed to be, what everybody sort of centered on as the five reasons. So I'll start with number five, and that is the national anthem. We absolutely can't stand the fact that at the end, when you're supposed to say, land of the free, home of the brave, they say land of the free, home of the Sooners. So we're really done with that, and it's one of probably the most nominal reasons we hate them. It's sort of one of those extra things we can just throw in there to hate them. Number four, essentially their mascot is a cheater, okay? The Sooners, for those who don't know, they're named after people from the land rush when the state was formed. And essentially what they did is they had folks line up on what were they thought were the boundary lines between Kansas, Texas, all around the state. And at an appointed time, people standing in different places might shoot off a gun, and folks essentially ran as fast as they could, either with their wagons or riding horses or whatever, to put a stake down somewhere and stake a claim to a piece of property, a piece of land. Well, the name Sooners comes from people who left early. So in the end, their mascot is a cheater. And so we're good with that. We have no problem with that. And that's an easy hate. Number three, the fight song. We can't stand it. They play it every 2 seconds. They play the fight song even after our team makes a good play. They play the fight song. Anybody who's ever listened to one of their games, I would challenge you to count to, say, 2 or 3 minutes before you've heard their fight song more than once in that period of time. It's ridiculous how much they play that fight song. And it's one fight song. I mean, at least Oklahoma State's got a couple of songs. We have the song we play when we wave the wheat when we score a touchdown. They've got another sort of different fight song they play every now and again that sort of, it kind of goes with our original fight song. They've got one fight song, we're tired of it, and they play it way too stinking much. Number two, it's something that hasn't been as big of an issue in recent years, but it's luck. We hate the Sooner magic. I mean, I don't even have to go back in time very far to remember, the guy who dropped the pass in 1988 when Barry Sanders was having a great season and Mike Gundy threw probably the greatest pass of his life and hit a guy right in the hands and he dropped it. We would have won that game. There was a year where OU was trailing and they decided to kick off. There was really almost no time left. And they decided to go ahead and kick off because they had their timeouts, and there was enough time that they felt they could stop OSU three and out, get the ball back with enough time to maybe kick a field goal. And they didn't want to take a chance on a kick return. So they squib kicked it. The kicker hit essentially a line drive that hit an OSU kick return guy in the back and bounced straight back to the OU guy. They covered it, ran a few plays, kicked the field goal, won the game. So stuff like that, we just really hate that because they didn't ever need it. They were so good. Why did they have to get such ridiculously lucky bounces? And the number one reason that we hate OU is we don't need a reason to hate OU. They're our rival. We hate them. It's just that simple. Your rival is like your big brother. And in this case, for OSU, OU's kind of a big brother in football, definitely. Who always is a little stronger than you, a little faster than you. And you hated that. As a little brother, you hated that. You always wanted to be the one who got one over on your big brother. But I would also go along with this that, you know, we're talking about hate. In that essence, well, we might hate our big brother. In the end, he's our brother. In the end, we're the state of Oklahoma. We're football. It's a football-rich community. And, yeah, we hate him. And, you know, we just want to beat the you-know-what out of him come this Saturday. But in the end, my best friend, lifelong best friend, best man at both my weddings, is a Sooner. And, you know, we're like brothers. We'll talk good smack during the week, but we'll end up shaking hands and having a drink and, going on about our business after it's done. But that's about as good as we've got. Five reasons why we hate OU.
He is Robert Wetzel of Cowboys Ride for Free. Follow him on Twitter at @MFC_CRFF and @CowboysRFF. Robert, thank you for joining the podcast. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
I am Flip Satchel. Check out the Smack Apparel website, getsmack.com. You can follow us on Twitter @SmackApparel and like the Smack Apparel Facebook page.
The Smackcast with Flip Satchel.